Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 231. The Naked Gun. The Naked Gun.
Stories from the Police Squad? Which I didn't know it had a subtitle until I was like, when I was watching the movie, I was like, what the fuck? I thought it was just Naked Gun.
Based on Police Squad, which is what? That was the TV show. Television series on ABC, 1982. Yeah, so he was in that too. Okay, so this is the major motion picture version. Got a TV show, three films, and a video game.
Wow, I had, this is how much I know about this franchise. I had no fucking idea it was a TV show. I thought it was just the Naked, I thought it was just a spoof movie. I just found that out, 30 seconds ago that it was a TV show. Okay.
The spoof show is now a spoof movie.
Huh.
I think it was a spoof show, like Dragnet and all those.
Yeah.
And now it's a spoof movie. Yeah. So, release date, December 2nd, 1988. Quite a while after the show. I don't know when the show stopped, but it started in 82. Budget of $12 million, box office of $152.4 million. Well,
damn.
No wonder. Okay. No wonder they got three of them under the
belt. Yeah, two more sequels in a video game,
we increased our budget by 100-fold, sir.
More.
Write the next one.
I think there's even talks about rebooting it. At least I thought
There's supposedly one coming out this year.
Okay, yeah.
With Liam Neeson being the son of Drebin.
Okay.
So, and oh my god, I mean, he's spoofing himself now. It'd be like him spoofing himself, being super serious. Almost like on Ted when he was buying the cereal.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I picture that movie being. Yeah. I don't know, it could work, we'll see. Film features fast-paced slapstick comedy. It was, what the fuck was the first scene?
That was the
boat.
National Medium Beirut. Yeah, with all the...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, leaders. That. Yeah, that was pretty good. And he's punching them, and yeah. I don't remember a lot about the movie. It's just like...
Yeah, just these... Yeah. These skits.
Crazy sequiturs and funny lines you'll forget 10 minutes later.
Yep.
But were funny at the time. But I remember... thinking it was pretty funny the whole time, pretty giggly, pretty silly.
In the first opening, the first part that got me giggle was what's the Russian guy's name with the birthmark? Is it Chekhanov or I don't fucking know. But when he rubs it off,
Gorbachev.
And looks at the camera, Gorbachev. When he rubs it off and looks at the camera, I knew it. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Then what else we got? Then we get OJ. O.J. Simpson. I was like, oh, fuck. O.J. Simpson, fucking... What the hell was her name? Priscilla Presley? I was like, that's really Presley's wife? Or ex-wife? And yeah, it is. And she's still alive. It's crazy.
Yeah.
She's still kicking around. Yeah, O.J. going to the boat. That was pretty funny. And kicking in the door just as leg goes in. Yeah, still reaches his hand and open it. And then like they get like 20 seconds of him kicking the door, so like everybody's loading up their guns. That was pretty funny. He comes in. All right, drop the guns. And then one guy does.
Yeah, the one guy.
They all look at him. He picks it back up. Kill him. I like that they all shoot him. And then, what the hell happens? He kind of falls backwards. I don't know. Knocks over a lamp. Burns himself on the fucking furnace. And all sorts of silly shit.
Wet paint. Oh, no. On his jacket.
No.
Oh, God.
Not now. he falls off the boat. And then he's found by... Wait, that is his name, Drebin? Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Frank Drebin. And I guess they were partners. So Frank goes there, and then the kind of the movie is figuring out who tried to kill him, I guess. The movie's
Basically,
kind
yeah.
of
It's kind of like whatever. You're just there for the shenanigans, yeah.
And oh yeah, that's pretty funny. Just in the hospital bed, the bed going in half. And I was worried. I was like, oh man, O.J. Simpson. I don't know how much of him I'm gonna be able to handle. Surprisingly, not that bad of an actor. And not in it that much. So
Yeah,
I don't know about
he's barely in
number
it,
two
yeah.
and three. Yeah,
Barely has any
barely.
dialogue. I love you. Well, I love you too.
Oh
Drugs.
yeah,
Well, someone get this guy
that
some drugs.
no, heroin. I'm sorry, buddy. That's a tall order. You're gonna have to give me a few days. I
That's
love
good.
that. We gotta find out why they tried to kill him. It could be anything. Gay lover. Then the what? Yeah, then we got Ricardo. That's right, Ricardo Montalban. Is that his name? Yeah,
The bad guy.
the bad guy. And I don't even know what he fucking does, but he was gave the order to shoot OJ. So,
Yeah, the important part is he has a plot to kill the queen. That's the only really,
oh
that's the
yeah, oh
only part that's like
yeah.
relevant, really.
I forgot that the Queen was coming to
Oh.
America for the Hello America tour or something like that. I thought that we were really gonna get the Queen in this, like just a cameo. But no,
No.
isn't it the chick from Harry Potter?
It looks like her. The
Kinda,
evil, like,
yeah. The evil
the
principal,
tyrant lady, yeah. But yeah, that's yeah, there's some good stuff in the beginning. Like when I like when he's getting off the plane and there's like a huge crowd and he gets up to the
Oh
mic. He's
yeah.
there, he's like, don't you know how hard it is? We put our lives on the line every day and you're just here to celebrate and you just want to put me in the tabloids. Frank, they're not here for you. Weird Al Yankovic is on the plane. It's just Weird Al. Okay. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Your wife left you. God damn it.
I don't know. His whole speech is bad. He was the only reason I did this. I don't even know what he said. It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny though. Yeah, what is some other funny stuff? We get to meeting Priscilla Presley. I don't remember what her role was in this. Like, who is she?
I don't know, an assistant? I have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
She's just around.
Yeah, didn't she work with fucking the bad guy some in some capacity?
Yeah.
I don't remember. But anyways, she teams up with him for some reason. I think just to have a female around, and their banter is pretty damn good.
Yeah, it's all sexual innuendos for most of it. It's pretty good.
Here's a nice line. This is Frank Drebin, police squad. Throw down your guns and come out with your hands up. Or come on out, then throw down your guns. Whichever you want to do it. Just remember, the two key elements here are one, guns to be thrown down. Two, come on out. It's the movie in a nutshell. Oh, I love the he's going and questioning people, like the bribe. Maybe this will help you remember. Nah, I'm still a little fuzzy. What about this? Okay, I remember. But why are you asking? I can't tell you. How's this? Yeah, so it's funny.
Exchanging
Well, I
money,
don't
yeah.
know. I still shouldn't. Okay. Then he asks him, can I ask you another question? Sure. And then he's like, no, I'm not going to answer that. Can I borrow 20? Here you go. Well, how about does this do
That
it for you?
was pretty
Okay.
good.
How about now? Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, then oh yeah, I forgot the opening was fucking hilarious with the siren on top of the police car. like going through the streets, and then it's like it's on a roller coaster. It's going through a woman's bathroom. It's
In
like
the house, like, yeah.
it was
Car
pretty good.
wash. It just keeps escalating. Roller coaster at one point.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. And so I liked Priscilla in this. She was really funny. She's pretty good. His partner, who's not OJ, I thought he was pretty good. The whole movie is just ridiculous and silly. Yeah, then the Queen's coming to visit a baseball game. We get to see the Mariners. That's nice.
Little Mariner
The
shout out.
Mariners and then the Angels. That was all
The
some.
baseball stuff, I know we're kind of at the end, but the baseball sequence is the only time I laughed out loud. I think the most of this movie I was like, smiling and chuckling a little bit, but the only time I laughed out loud in this movie was during the baseball thing. This, I don't know why it got me so good, but it's during the scene where they're showing all the ridiculous plays on the Jumbotron. And one of them, like, the outfielder goes to catch the fly ball, and the ball just fucking knocks his head off. And I don't know why I thought that was the funniest fucking thing with it. It got me for a little bit. It was just so stupid.
I
That
like the guy who get hit by the car in the outfield too. That was pretty
was pretty good.
good. how that scene worked together was pretty good because first he impersonates the guy singing the national anthem and does a terrible job, so the crowd hates this fictional guy, and then he impersonates the umpire, and that's pretty good because he has to somehow search every ball player, and so somebody will come up to the plate and he's grabbing their ass and their crotch. Hey, you doing? Good game. Hey,
Get
you doing?
ready,
All right, play ball. And then like the first fucking pitch goes through and they just stare at him for a while.
just staring.
And
Strike?
then, and then he just loves it. Strike. He's
That was pretty
just
good.
dancing and grooving with him, doing the moonwalk. And then that umpire saved the queen. And he takes off his mask, and that's the one. I'll never
Eduardo
forget.
River Pappalozzi
The singer of the national anthem. Yeah,
here.
was pretty
So
good.
good.
But yeah, the whole movie's just silly as hell and goes through the gamut. And I like when the queen, I don't remember, gets introduced in that room and fucking he tries to tackle someone behind her and hits her and her legs just spread open and he's sliding across the whole
Yeah, that
table on top
long-ass
of her,
table.
just like, this is what you chose to put in your tabloids.
I'll say news. I also love the bit where he's beginning a car chase and he gets into a car and it's like a student driver with the teacher. That was pretty good too.
That was great. Come on, Rebecca. He sticks his hand out the back seat and is like shooting his gun past her ear in the driver's seat, and she just
Yeah.
rolls the
That was so good.
window up.
Yeah, the driver it continues to give her like input as she's on this car chase. That was pretty, and the flipping the bird part was pretty good. You can't drive, you dumb broad or whatever.
Okay, smile, put your arm out the window, extend your middle finger. There you go. Yeah, it's pretty fun. I definitely never had any intention of watching these movies. I've just no reason why particularly. I just didn't think Liam Nielsen or whatever the heck his name was
Leslie.
sounded like Leslie Nielsen sounded like somebody I wanted to watch his movies. But I can see why people like it. It's dry, it's weird, it's different.
Yeah, I think the dry humor is kind of like it's pretty good. Like there's a lot of stuff that's like pretty funny, like the moment where he comes, I think it's at the baseball stadium where he comes across the bad guy and the woman, and the woman says like, Frank. And then the guy says his last name. He's like, you're both right. Just like little dry humor stuff like that. I think it really works because it's just like it takes you a second. You're like, that was pretty good. You're both right.
Yeah, there's some funny stuff like their love montage with the hot dogs
Oh, yeah.
and the squirting. This is a little stupid shit. Yeah, it was pretty fun. I don't know if I'm on board to watch 2 and 3. Maybe we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to play the game though. Point and click
Yeah, like
adventure,
what the hell?
PC, yeah.
Oh yeah, another bit that I like was he goes to the bad guy's apartment or whatever, and he's looking for evidence, and he ends up like
Oh,
completely thrashing the place. And he goes out onto the ledge, and there's a whole bit with like grabbing the woman's breast and like the fucking, the penis statue that comes out, and he walks in the room with the thing. And I love the next scene where it cuts to his boss, and she's like breaking and entering, sexual assault with a
concrete
crazy dildo.
dildo.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good. All this precious stuff. He's a collector, and he's like, "Oh, it's in the yeah." I liked it more than I thought I would, for sure. I went open it, went into it with an open mind. I was gonna give it a shot, and it was pretty fun.
Yeah,
It was
it's pretty
silly.
entertaining. Yeah, it's pretty
Yeah,
entertaining.
I'd give it like a 6.5. I see why people like it. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
6.5 for me.
Yeah, I was coming to just a 7. It's very entertaining. It's not slow. Like, even if a skit you don't find very funny, it's quickly on to the next thing that, typically is funnier than the last. And yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's just a fun, entertaining hour and a half silly ride, and I think a lot of the jokes work. Some of them don't. Like when it gets really over the top, I'm just like, eh. Like the moment where stuff like this, where it's like they're in that car chase, the one we were referencing earlier, and at the end of that, he like drives into a gasoline tank, and then it keeps going, drives into a fucking missile, keeps going, like stuff that keeps escalating. Like, all right. That stuff doesn't quite work for me, but overall, I thought most of the sketches were humorous, if not funny.
I don't remember if it's that same scene, but his car takes off because of something, like he left
Oh,
it
he's
and the
just parking his
airbags go
car. So
off.
yeah,
Yeah, and it's causing mayhem, and he's shooting his gun at it, and all the cops, he's like, anybody get a license plate on this guy? Who is this guy?
Anyone see the driver? And as you just see the wide shot of it going on the corner, the huge balloons, there's fire shooting out the back. That was pretty good. I want you to talk to every witness that saw, and he like sneaks out. That was pretty good.
Yeah, so Naked Gun, the what the hell was the fucking caption on this thing? I don't even know.
Stories of the police squad or something like that.
Yeah, Naked Gun. Stories from police squad. What the hell does that say? You've read the Oh, that's pretty good. The Naked Gun stories from the police squad. You've read the ad. Now see the movie.
Nice.
I thought I was gonna say something about the show. You've read the ad. Now see the movie. Oh, that's
Yeah,
good.
he's pretty good in Airplane too. He plays a small role in Airplane. He has arguably one of the best lines in Airplane, which even if you haven't seen the movie, the line, which is "Surely you must be joking." Not joking, and don't call me Shirley. He has some pretty good stuff in Airplane as well. Airplane's great. Airplane is. If you enjoyed this one on even just on a modest level, like Airplane is very, very good. It's
Yeah, I
just
need to see
zany and
Airplane.
ridiculous.
For sure. All right, so 6.5 and a 7. The Naked Gun something something police squad. On Paramount Plus to stream. Also on VHS, I'm sure. So
Oh yeah. You can go
you
down
have
and
a
rent it at your nearest VHS establishment.
VHS store
Yeah.
if you have one.
Your nearest Blockbuster or Hollywood Video, I'm sure they have it.
Yeah. I'm sure this came out on Laserdisc. It's pretty old. Yeah, so 6.5 and a 7, go check it out. Appreciate you coming by. Please like and subscribe here on YouTube if you're watching the videos. But also we got the Apple and Spotify if you're just a podcast listener. That's okay too, as long as you come hang out. We don't care how you do it. We enjoy having you and we appreciate you. Couldn't do it without you. Until the next piece. Peace.
Peace. Peace.